Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. We thank God for you being with us on today. Today is another day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. I thank God for those of you who have tuned in to hear this radio broadcast. This is Kingdom Builders Radio Broadcast, and I'm Pastor Ulysses Morgan, Jr., and I am here, amen, to give you the Word of God. My assignment is to bring an answer to your prayer, glory to God, and we just thank God that we have the opportunity to share what God has given us with those in whom He wants to hear. Glory to God. So we are thankful, amen, of you who have tuned in from different parts of the country and surrounding areas. God is good all the time. Now, we want to get ready to get into the Word of God here, amen. And as we get ready to move in there, I want to state that on yesterday we had the privilege of going, amen, to Warner Robins, Georgia, to Love Restoration Christian Center and to minister the Word of God. And it was a dynamic word, and I thank God for it. And we're going to share some of that we God gave us to speak on up there. We're going to share some of that with you today because I feel like that God has given a message to somebody on this word's behalf, and I just thank God for it. Amen, amen, amen. And we still will encourage you to write us P.O. Box 492 in Cordial, Georgia, 31010, and we would love to hear more of your testimonies, especially those of you who are just tuning in with us. Glory to God. Amen. Those of you who are just listening, glory to God. We thank God for all of you. Now, we're going to go to St. Luke, where I can share this word with those of you who are ready to receive it. St. Luke, the 24th chapter, and I'm going to read the first verse, and I'm going to end at the sixth verse. So if you have your Bibles, I would that you would follow me as I read, because this word is very, very important, glory to God, and very pertinent to our situations. Here it goes. St. Luke 24:1, now upon the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they came unto the sepulchre, bringing the spices which they had prepared and certain other things. And they found the stone rolled away from the sepulchre. Now, we're talking in reference to Jesus' crucifixion. After he had gave up the ghost, they took him down and they put him in a cave-like tomb and put a stone in front of it, as were their custom back in those days. They didn't put you in the ground. They put you in a cave-type structure and rolled a stone in front of it, which was a heavy stone that took several men to roll over the opening. And Mary, Magdalene, Mary, the mother of Jesus, Mary that was seven devils cast out of, and it was another lady, Salome, who came with them, and they got up early in the morning to go and anoint the body of Jesus Christ. They went to anoint the body. They brought very costly and costly perfume. Glory to God. They brought costly spices and perfume to anoint his body, even though he was had passed away. Okay. He was in the grave. So when they got there, they were wondering how they were going to get the stone moved out of the way. But when they got there, they saw the stone was already moved. It was already moved. Now, let me read a little bit further. And go from there. Now, and they enter in and found not the body of the Lord Jesus. Amen. And it came to pass, as they were much perplexed there about, behold, two men stood by them in shining apparel. In shining apparel. They were perplexed. They were. Now, here's the key that I want you to get here. When they got there and the stone was rolled away, they looked in and they did not see the body of Jesus. the stone was rolled away. Now, it is so significant to us that to understand that a lot of times when Jesus is speaking, if we're not careful, we will miss what he said. We will forget. He had told them that he would, tear his temple down, and in 3 days he was going to raise it back up. Glory to God. And they quite didn't understand what he was saying, but if they had took heed, they would have understood that Jesus was not in that grave, and they wouldn't have made that journey up there to look for him. But they did, because they didn't remember that he was going to arrive. And when they got there, the stone was away, and there were some men sitting there. And the fifth verse says, and they were afraid and bowed down their faces, these women, to the earth, and said unto them, why seek ye the living among the dead? Now, that's a very, very profound statement. Now, that statement can go toward us as well in this time. These men asked these women, why are you looking for somebody that is alive among a place where everything is dead? Glory to God. In other words, you're looking in the wrong place for Jesus. And so often, we're looking in the wrong place to find Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. Your mindset is not, they were saying to them, your mindset is not where it needs to be because, amen, you're in the wrong place looking for a live man. Amen. Amen. You've come to the wrong place looking for him. I'm here, and I'm here because I knew you were coming, and I need to let you know that he's not here. And you should think about where you're looking for Jesus at. Amen. Now look what he said in the sixth verse. He is not here. He is not here. Wait a minute now. I saw them put him in the grave. I saw them bring him up here. Amen. It was mentioned also and confirmed that he was placed here. And the truth of the matter is that he was placed in that tomb. But after 3 days, he had to come back, enter into that body, and that body, that mortality, had to put on immortality. Glory to God. And the stone had to be rolled away to indicate and let everybody know that no one is in this place. Now, that's why we can understand we serve a true and living God right now.
Amen.
I know Easter we talk about his crucifixion, but he's still a true and living God, and he's a true and living God in you. You have to understand that. Glory to God. And they said unto him, he is not here. And so often, amen, we're looking, again, I want to say, for things in the wrong place. Amen. So often we look at people and we categorize them and we place them in particular, amen, situations and particular accounts. And we already have formed our opinion concerning them. We already said that they are no good. They're dead. They can't come back. They're backslidden. They're this. Amen. But I'm here to tell you, Jesus can resurrect anything. Glory to God. And you have people who are looking for you, somebody that's listening to me now, they're looking for you, amen, in a tomb. They're looking for you in a grave. They're looking to you to be dead. They're looking for you to be no good. They're looking for you to have no life in you. But this year, you ought to turn the table and let them know, amen, I've been resurrected from that you saw me in last year. I've been resurrected. I've been brought to life, glory to God. And there is no more grave that can hold me down. Lazarus died. And we all know the story. And when Lazarus died, they sent for Jesus while he was sick. And Jesus understood he was sick, and he deliberately delayed his coming. And as he delayed his coming, the disciples did not understand. And that's so often, and please hear me when I say that, they are so often that when the anointing of God will have you to do things that people don't understand. There are decisions that have to be made that non-spiritual people don't understand. And you judge people because you don't understand the will of God. These disciples were wondering why he was delaying his going to heal Lazarus as he went speedily to other people to heal them, and they didn't understand what was going on with Jesus, and Jesus is trying to get them to know him more perfectly instead of judging him. And we judge too quickly. Amen. Now, I've got to say this. There are too many of us. We don't pray like we should. We don't read our Bible like we should. We don't study like we should. Amen. Some of us don't want to go to church like we should, and yet we feel like we know God better than anybody. Well, I've been in it 20 years. I've been in it 30 years. Glory to God. But that still doesn't mean you know God. There's a difference between being religious and having a personal relationship with God. Because God's ways are not our ways, neither his thoughts. Have you ever read that? His thoughts, amen, are not our thoughts. Glory to God. And we have to fall in line with the thinking of God, which is contrary to our carnal mind and logic. Amen. And so as he delayed, all of a sudden he said, now let us go and let us raise Lazarus up. And they said, because he sleepeth. And they said unto him, if he sleep, we don't need to go there. He'll wake up in a minute. But then Jesus had to explain to them that he was dead and it's now time to go raise him up. Now, these were the disciples. These were people who walked closely with him. And normally people who are close to you and supposed to be close to God still don't understand his way.
Amen.
And he said, let us go now. I've got to explain to you. You are my disciples. You walk with me every day. I teach you every day. Glory to God. I teach you every day. You are with me. I'm Jesus. And you should know what I'm talking about, but yet you're still carnal because you're trying to think your way and the way that the world and the system has trained you instead of thinking the way that I do things or my Father do things. We have to understand that. So they went, and when they went, amen, one of the sisters came to him and bowed down and said, Jesus, if you just had been there, my brother would not have died. We know the story. And Jesus said, amen, he will live. He'll live again. He'll live in the resurrection. And then here she goes, yes, I know he'll live again in that resurrection. Jesus says, I am the resurrection. Amen. I am the resurrection. Now, Martha, I've been with you all this time. I've sat at your table. I've ate with y'all. Glory to God. You've seen me do miracles. You've heard me preach to you and teach to you what I am, who I am. And yet, you're still thinking in the carnal state of saying he's going to rise in the resurrection. But I can understand because this is something you've never experienced before. And when you encounter it with something you've never experienced before, Jesus can give you leeway for your carnal thinking because you never experienced it. And he said, I am the resurrection, glory to God. So therefore, I'm here now to resurrect Lazarus. And when he came, he called on the Lazarus, and Lazarus came forth. Lazarus was in the grave, but he had to come forth. And then Jesus told the people, said, y'all roll the stone away. Now, I love this story because he told them, he said, y'all roll the stone away because I'm finna call him too. Amen. And I used to wonder why he told them to roll the stone away, because y'all put the stone in front of him.
Amen.
There are a lot of times people have put things on you that they have to come back and take off.
Amen.
Glory to God. Take it off. Roll it away. You put it in there. You roll it away. And then he called on Lazarus. He didn't see him. He didn't try to look for him. He just called him. And the Bible said, and give us the indication, that life came back into Lazarus, even though he was wrapped like a mummy. He came forth. Now, I don't care how tight he was wrapped. and how close his legs were together, when Jesus called his name and told him to come forth, something had to happen because he had to obey the word of God, and nothing that had him bound could keep him from the command of God.
Amen.
There is nothing that's got you bound that is able to hold on to you when the command of God is to loose you.
Amen. Amen.
And God has given that command, so don't think about something still got you. Whatever you thought had, whatever you thought still have you, think about it has you. It doesn't have you anymore because the command now, amen, is that you be loose. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. I can think about it. I can look at it. I can see it. But I am not there anymore. I'm not there. They don't need to look for me to be there. Amen. Neighbors will look for you to be the same as you are. They look to see you crying. They look to see you sad. They look to see you all torn down. They look to see your spirit down. They look to see the anger in your face. They look to see you mad, but you've got to let them know, I'm not there anymore. You're looking in the wrong place, amen, for what you saw before.
Amen.
And Lazarus came forth, and they said, loose him and let him go. You wrapped him up, you loose him. Amen, which is an indication of preaching the word of God. For whatever is bound in your life, the word of God can make you free.
Amen.
He that the Son is made free, not set, made free, is free indeed. God is good. Amen. Glory to God. And see, we have to take heed to the word. We have to take heed to the word no matter who's preaching it, because too many of us have respect to preachers. Amen. And if my favorite pastor is not preaching, then I just can't accept it. I just can't get it. Amen. That means that you are in a predicament where the enemy can come in and trick you at any given moment, because your faith and your hope is not on the word of God. It's on who's bringing the word of God. Amen. My hope is not on who's bringing it. I don't care who brought it. Amen. Balaam was riding the mule, and God spoke to a mule to preach to him, and he had to listen to what the mule had to say.
Amen.
Because he was speaking something pertinent to his health. Amen. He would have died if he hadn't listened to the mule. Amen. And maybe I should have topic this, listen to the mule, because there are a lot of us who look at something and think that they can't tell us nothing, or look at somebody and say they can't tell me nothing. But God will use the very person who you feel can't tell you anything to have your answer in their hand. And you will lose out because you have a respecter, or you are a respecter of creatures. Glory to God. You got to understand that. It's time to graduate. It's time to go forth. It's time to get out of that state. It's time now to make a new lease on life. This is 2015, and I am determined that nothing is going to cause me to be bound as it did last year and the year before. Amen. I'm going to let God do what he's going to do. Glory to God. I'm going to get out of the way, and I'm going to watch what he does, and when he does it, amen. I'm going to grab a hold and go into it in this 2015, and you need to do the same thing. So people who are looking to me to be in the same predicament I was last year, you're going to be looking in the wrong place. People who are looking at you, glory to God, to be the same person you was last year, they're going to look and they won't find anything, because God is going to put a new spirit in you, a new heart, and raise you from that grave that had you bound, and loose them clothes on you, them grave clothes on you, and you're going to become a new creature in Christ Jesus. Things are going to happen for you in 2015. Get ready for it. Get ready for it. Get ready for it. And if you don't believe what I say, you might as well turn the radio off. Turn the computer off. Amen. But get ready for it, because it is going to happen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. They came looking for Jesus in the wrong place. Amen. They looked, and the angel told them, y'all looking in the, he said in 3 days he was going to rise. Which means that he's not going to be here. This was a temporary place for him. Temporary place. And you cannot build a house in a place that you're only supposed to be temporarily. You cannot settle in a place that you're only supposed to be temporarily. Glory to God. They didn't build the temple of God until Solomon came about. When Moses brought them out of Egypt, and even before that, they worshiped God in tents because tents are movable.
That's right.
Glory to God. The tent was the tabernacle because the tabernacle was a place for the congregation to gather, and it was movable. Don't build a house here because this is not your permanent place. This is not your blessing place. I got to say it again. Don't build a house in the wilderness because that's not where God has called you to be. That's not your destination.
Amen.
So if you're looking for me in the wilderness, you're looking in the wrong place because I don't move from there. I didn't set up a permanent fixture in a temporary place.
Amen.
God is good.
Amen.
Amen. We've got to understand that. He said, watch, he said, he's not here, but he is risen. Remember how he spake unto you when he was yet in Galilee. Remember. That's what we need to do. We need to remember what he said. Remember what the word of God says. Amen. He says, I'm going to make you the head and not the tail. I bless you in the city and in the country. There's nothing that can hinder my blessings that I have for you but you. Nobody can hinder it. Nobody, no curse. Amen. No witch doctor, no palm. Nobody can hinder the blessings that I have for you but you. And it's according to your mindset. How do you think? How do you believe? Glory to God. Regardless of what logically looks good around you. Amen. God deals in the supernatural. He causes miracles to happen. Miracles are unexplainable. You don't know where they come from. You don't know how they arrive, but God causes it to happen. He came out on the breath of the earth one time and said, let there be light, and light came. Where did it come from? I'm not worried about that. All I'm worried about is it came. So when God says he's going to bless me, amen, I don't have to question him about where is it going to come from. All I'm going to do is wait for it to get there. God's getting ready to move on somebody that's hearing me right now. Don't question where it's coming from, how it's going to get there, when it's going to get there. Just give him the praise, give him the glory, because you know that it's going to happen.
Amen.
Glory to God. I was praying one time, and I was really in a distraught manner, but I was praying, and I was sincere with God. And I asked God, amen, God, do you see my situation? Do you see what's going on in my life? Do you see my enemies that's trying to destroy me, that's trying to destroy me with their mouth? They're trying to destroy me, glory to God, in situations. They're trying to destroy me. Do you see it, God? I'm not trying to curse them, but God, amen, do you see what's going on? Do you see it? And God says, yes. And I heard him just as plain as I'm talking now. Somebody know what I'm talking about. I heard it. And while I was talking, it came to my spirit. And the word says, I swear I'm going to bless you.
Amen.
Oh, my God, my God, my God. I knew it had to be God because I hadn't got, amen, my words out of my mouth that quick before I heard it in my spirit, and it sounded like a man talking. He said, I swear I'm going to bless you.
My God.
That gave me to understand no matter who don't want me to bless, no matter what, amen, happens in my life, God got to bless me before I leave this world. Glory to God. And the blessings are not for me to look down on anybody. The blessings are not for me to criticize or curse anybody. The blessings are not for me to show off, amen, with a proudness. But the blessings are for me to enjoy and know that God was with me no matter what. Somebody said, preacher, you don't know what I did, where I came from, and what happened in my life, and the things that I have committed and whatever. It doesn't matter. When you ask God to forgive you from your heart, he washes that slate clean. And the thing you've got to do is understand is that as he has forgiven you, you have to forgive others. Amen. I forgive all my enemies. I forgive them all. If I can see them, I forgive them all. I don't have no animosity. I had to get rid of it. I did have it. I'm going to tell you the truth. I did have it. I did have it. I wanted them cursed. I wanted them, oh, God, I wanted them to lose everything. But then God had to speak to me and said, now, if I do it to them, I have to bring up your junk, and I have to do what you have called want me to do with them. I have to do with you. And I said, Lord, thank you for the word of God. And I said, now, if I ask you, forgive me of my sins as I forgive those who have sinned against me, I've got to stand by it. And I prayed for the power of forgiveness, and God put it in my spirit by the Holy Spirit. And I tell you what, I'm believing God. And so what happened when that anger came out of me, faith came in.
Amen.
When that anger came out of me, there was a void, and faith walked right on in there. And I start believing God for miracles and things to happen, and you're going to see a manifestation this year. Glory to God. Especially in your life. God is good. Time is almost gone, and I hope that you really got something to stand on with this. Glory to God. We're going to be on Ustream tomorrow at 7 o'clock live, and we would that you would tune in, glory to God, and hear the word of God. We're going to try to conclude with this here and bring you some more pertinent information, because God's talking to somebody. God's talking to somebody. This is the year God's going to manifest some great things in the earth, and I'm going to be a part of it. You can be a part of it. Amen. You watch what I tell you. You're going to see it, and it's not going to be a long time coming. He said, I'm going to hasten my words to perform it. God's going to do it. He said, your eyes ain't seen, your ears have not heard, and neither has it entered into your heart the things that I have for them that love me. God's going to do some things that he didn't intend to do for you. Some things that you didn't deserve, God's going to give it to you.
Amen.
Oh, yes. The things that, amen, he was intended to do is going to be doubled. It's going to be greater. This coming year, it's going to rain down on this earth. I am going to be a part of it. Notice this. I didn't say I want to be a part of it. I am going to be a part of it, and you need to speak positive right now and say you're going to be a part of it.
Amen.
Don't worry about the critics. Don't worry about the critics. They'll listen to you. Amen. And maybe one or two listening to me right now. I'm not worried about it. I'm praying for you.
Amen.
Amen. Because I got to do I don't understand what you was talking about. I'm praying for my critics. Lord, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing. They don't know what they're bringing on themselves. Glory to God. Bless them. Watch over them. And this is the spirit that we have to have if we're going to be blessed by God.
Amen.
Amen. So keep the faith and remember, look for God in a live place.
Yeah.
Look for him to be forever living. Don't go back to dead. Don't go back to dead weight. Don't go back to dead weight. Glory to God. Get in a good believing, Bible-believing church with an anointing in it. Amen. And the anointing doesn't necessarily mean shouting all the time. Somebody who can preach your word that will penetrate your spirit and get you to live a better life. Amen. And watch God move for you. My time is gone. I thank you for yours. I ask that you continue. Continuously, amen. Pray for me and we'll pray for you. And I thank you again for tuning in with us. Amen. Next week we'll be here. Call somebody up. Let them know we'll be on the radio. Call somebody. Let them know we'll be on Ustream tomorrow at 7:30. Amen. Do your ministry. Amen. 7 o'clock. I'm sorry. Do a ministry. This is a ministry for you. God says sheep beget sheep. And your ministry is going and get somebody you know that needs the word. This is Pastor Ulysses Morgan, and I am here, amen, in the name of Jesus, on this Blog Talk Radio, giving you the Word of God, and we'll continue to do it as long as you pray for me. P.O. Box 492 in Cordia, Georgia. Let me hear from you. God bless you, and God keep you. It's my prayer.